أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. صدق الله العظيم.
الحمد لله. Praise be to Allah. We see that with the fadl, with Allah's grace, with Allah's generosity, with His mercy, Allah has given us Ramadan, and He gave us the ability to pass through Ramadan nicely and with Allah's generosity, with His mercy. He has given us the precious moments of Ramadan, the precious hours of Ramadan. And the objective that Ramadan brought is one: for the people to become muttaqis. In other words, those external qualities, physical qualities, or overall qualities that should be inside a muttaqi, within a muttaqi, Ramadan has refreshed and reminded us of these things, that every habit and good trait via the fast and Ramadan, a person should develop this. In the Quran Hakim, it stated that in the hereafter, when a person will arrive to the hereafter, then after arriving there, a strange question he will put forward to Allah. He will say, "Allah Ta'ala, I've wasted my time. Today I have arrived to the hereafter, the station of the hereafter about which you continue to remind me and inform me. After arriving here, I have realized that you gave me such a precious opportunity, precious time, precious life that you gave to me. And what a great treasure you gave to me. Everything you gave was a treasure. But I wasted my time. Allah, be merciful on me. Have mercy on me. Allah, please send me back to the world. I promise I will not waste my time, and I will perform good deeds." These are the words that the Quran has stated about those individuals, about those people who, with regards to this precious life, they think it's a joke. They think it's a game. The complete objective of life in front of us at the moment is just dunya, that we need to be successful in the world. And we want such a firm and solid world. I want total comfort in this world. That's the objective and the aim. But that's impossible. That is impossible. This is the paradise for foolish people. The most foolish human being, and who's got this thought in his mind, that's his thinking in reality. The most foolish of people. Yes, morning, evening, a person, he can see the reality of life, what's going on in the world. Even then, that desire of one within just does not diminish. That's the dunya, that if I make this much, that I'm successful. And if I don't attain this world and the things in it, then that's it, I'm a goner, I'm a waster. This life that Allah has given me, then I'm wasting it. There's no benefit of life if I can't open my shop in the morning. If I can't earn some crust, or if my son doesn't earn something, some money doesn't come into my pocket. That if I don't make this structure in the world or a business premises if I don't run a trade, if my sons are not capable, if they don't become capable, that this thought, this thinking, shaitan is injected into the mind of the human being. And to explain this thinking, the negativity with the Quran has reminded us in life that you are then going to go and say this in the hereafter. Is it not better that right now you understand this point? Isn't it better that you understand now that life wasn't given to you for this purpose, to gain the material things? Life we have to live, yes. We have to live the life. But it's not to stay, it's to live. There's a big difference in living and staying. Yes, the musafir, the journeyman, he passes through the world. He doesn't stop and dig the trenches. We are musafir. We are travelers, the journeyman. We're not going to stop here. Our destination is something else. Allah Ta'ala stated in the Quran, then I will reply to you, respond to you. When you say this to me, what is the answer? That in the world, did I not give you the opportunity? Did I not give you the chance? Didn't I say to you that take this nasiha, if you attain the nasiha, if you want to take the advice, the nasiha that the people I sent to you with the nasiha, nadhirun bashir, nadhirun wa bashir, such personalities, such great personalities came to us, such beautiful kitabs Allah Ta'ala sent to us, the Qur'an-i Hakim. What a great kitab, different prints nowadays, different colors and different volumes and different shapes. And it's there, beautiful. Thousands of different prints that look so beautiful and colorful, with different scripts, different style of script. There's no home in which there is than take Qur'an. Look at this. So is this not the means Allah Ta'ala will ask, through which you could have attained the advice? If we want to attain nasiha, advice, then Allah says you had enough life. Your age was enough. You could have during that lifetime attained. I said all of the things that I gave to you, the Rasuls came, the Prophets came, the books were revealed, all of these things came, Ramadan came. All of this, Allah Ta'ala says, that this was a message for you. The Prophets, they came, they did da'wah, they invited, the Quran came to us. Allah says, this is all nadhir. Mubashirun wa nadhira, subhanallah. So, nadhir doesn't mean, remember, that from snakes and scorpions, they are warning us like a person scared of insects or scorpions or snakes. The Prophets don't make us become afraid like that. No, that they came as warners. They came to make us, to remind us. The Quran says that nadhir, they came with a clear message that those actions we are implementing against Allah's ahkams, the wrong actions, they are making us fearful of the consequences. Oh foolish person, this wrong action you're committing, there's a very bad consequence for this. I know this, you don't know this, the Prophet would say. And then, subhanallah, Imam al-Anbiya, the head of the Prophets, is the one who knows more than him, who saw with his eyes. He saw with his eyes the consequences. He went on a journey to the heavens. He was shown paradise, hell. And then, subhanallah, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his mushahidat, his experiences, he lived in the on the earth and he experienced the heavens. So, is there anyone greater than him, better than him to warn us and advise us? No one's better than him. So the Prophets, alayhimus salam, this that we are reminding you, you are lying, this is the punishment. You're consuming riba, interest, this is the punishment. You are committing acts of indecency, this is the punishment. You are wasting your life, you're not living your life according to Allah and His Rasul, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's orders. Your children are not like this, your house is not like this. So they would warn us. And they would make us understand that this action and the lifestyle you're stuck in, the consequences are very severe. And they would warn us, the Anbiya and the Warithin and the spreaders of truth. And those who are the awliya Allah, the friends of Allah and the true scholars. They were the deputies. They would remind the people of the severe consequences of wrong actions. They're not creating enmity with us. They're not criticizing us. They're not looking down at us. They are here to save us and telling us that your life will pass very quickly and the hereafter will arrive to you. That's why I stated, Nadir. Bashirun wala Nadir. Subhanallah. But the Quran has said a beautiful thing here, that the person who understands the nasiha, subhanallah, they are warners, nadir. They came to warn us. So Allah Ta'ala said something in the beginning with regards to this. Allah says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفْرُوا سَوَانُ أَلَيْمَ أَنْذَرْتُمْ أَمْ لَمْ تُنْذِرْهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. That some people, they are so staunch in their rejection, they are so staunch in their rejection, their hearts are so hard, that if a Nabi comes, if somebody comes with a message, if the deputies of the Nabis come, and if they explain to them, and they warn them, so that they can create fear, and instill fear, even then it doesn't affect them. There are two types of people who receive nasiha. One of those, the two types of people who are sinful, we could say. One is those who are stubborn. The stubborn people, the people who are staunch, who don't have the iman, and they're staunch and stubborn on their path. They have kibr inside them. And they are, you could say, they stand firm on their way. They have pride inside them, enjoyment of the life, intoxication of life. And they're stuck in their stubbornness. They know this is the Quran. They know that the person has come to remind us he is the Nabi. And they stick to their stubbornness. And this is a very dangerous path. Where is it written? You know this statement, kithe likhe? Where is it written? Oh, leave it. Just do, mind your own business. Don't tell me. Oh, this backward man, what are you talking about in this dunya? What is this practice of yours? Today, such mindset, ideology, the number of people in this sort of category have increased. That's why the world around us has changed. This mindset has developed a lot, which we call modern thinking, so-called progressive thinking, so-called. Yes, the percentage of these people with this thinking and mindset has increased in the world. They said, no, what is this? What's this you're talking about? The Quran doesn't mean this. This hadith doesn't mean this. How can you say it's this? That was the older generation, the old days. That time's not remain now. We're in the new era, new generation, new age, modern age. You've come here to this hemisphere. Talk about earning and making. Where have you put your kids? What are your kids doing? Think. They say this. So who are these people? These are the people who are stubborn and stuck in their ways. And who are the, what's the second category? People, if you warn them due to negligence, ignorance, due to their misunderstanding, non-understanding, due to environment a little bit, they slip, they fall. And they're not stubborn, they're not rejectors due to the negligence. Okay, inshallah, I'll do this. They have a bit of remorse, feeling, regret. They're just ghafir, lazy, negligent, unaware, bit bone idle. So they hisab, the Quran says that when they are told, explain, then their eyes open wide. They say, okay, fine. Just like Ramadan has come, alhamdulillah. In Ramadan comes to awaken people who had, you could say, a little bit of laziness. Okay, I'll pray and I'll go. They accept everything. That's a sin. They say that, yes, what I'm doing, this is wrong. But the other group, the category, they don't accept that they're sinning. No, they think it's jais. It's acceptable, they say. It's okay. No, we have to go out. The woman, if she doesn't leave them, how are we going to succeed? If she doesn't do this, how will we succeed? So they think it's permissible. Truth. Jais. The other category, category 2, category B, they're the poor souls due to negligence, lazy, they do wrong actions, but they are ashamed. They have remorse and regret. They know, yes, I'm doing wrong, they accept. But the first person, category A, so when the nadir comes to them, the category B, Those who have remorse, they change. But category A, who are stubborn on their ways, and who say, no, this is fine. So what? No difference. No, it doesn't make any difference. We need to do this. We need to come out. They will have to leave the homes. They'll have to work. For them, the Quran says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفْرُوا سَوَانْ عَلَيْهِمْ فَأَنذَرْتُمْ. Allah says that for these people, whatever nasiya give to them, whoever comes to warn them, remind them, they won't listen. And then Allah said and told us the punishment. Allah says that their hearts will be sealed. Allahu Akbar. The pious predecessors have stated that this is Allah Ta'ala's punishment. That when they are told, those people, when they are reminded, Allah has given nasiha and Allah Ta'ala sent their nabis and the reminders. Allah says that I sent to you the reminders. SubhanAllah. So why didn't you take the nasiha? That when I sent the people to remind you. Allahu Akbar. The Quran explains to us that the Quran reminds you, the Anbiya remind you, the prophets, the true scholars, Ramadan has come. Allahu Akbar. Allah says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفْرُوا سَوَانُ عَلَيْهِمْ أَنذَرْتُمْ أَمْ لَمْ تُنذِرُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ خَتَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ وَعَلَىٰ سَمِهِمْ وَعَلَىٰ أَبْصَارِهِمْ. That those people, Ramadan's come, Quran's come, the prophets have come, reminders, they came to remind us. But they said, no, if you keep the fast, fine. If you don't keep the fast, you don't have to. That they don't know what is taqwa. They don't know who is a muttaqi. What's the meaning of Ramadan? Why do we keep the fast? They don't know about it. They don't want to know. If during Ramadan, the modernist thinking, the so-called progressive, advanced people, if they do suhoor, pre-dawn meal, then they work routine life. They go to work and full of sins and immodest life. They just follow that same lifestyle. And then in the evening, what roti is being made today? What's the food they eat? Take away a bit of meat. And this is their fast. This is their fast. Why? Because Allah says, خَتَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ. Allahu Akbar. These are the, Allah says, خَتَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ وَعَلَىٰ سَمْهِمْ وَعَلَىٰ أَبْصَارِهِمْ. SubhanAllah, Allah has given us these resources. So we have the resources that Allah Ta'ala has given to us and the heart. Allah says, Allah has sealed their hearing and their hearts and on their eyes there's a covering. Allah says, the resources I gave to the ears and I give you your eyes. These are great resources and the heart. That Allah says, I gave you the heart for you to understand, for you to accept. So Allah says, خَتَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ وَعَلَىٰ سَمِهِمْ وَعَلَىٰ أَبْصَارِهِمْ. Allah says, these are all then sealed, and then they continue to run towards the sins. Whoever explains to them, Allah says, that I've sealed all of this. And why? Allah has sealed their hearing, their hearts and their eyes. The greatest resort, the heart, the asset. Allah Ta'ala said, I didn't want to seal all of this, but they erred and they committed errors and they sinned. Ramadan came, they thought it was a waste of time. 30 days, this is a minor thing. Allah Ta'ala is making us rehearse and practice. These 30 days, Allah is making us do such an action, fasting, in which there's nothing hidden. Everything is there, evident and clear to see that will make us a muttaqi. There's nothing left during Ramadan that doesn't aid us and assist us in becoming muttaqis. But if we don't want to accept Ramadan, we don't even accept it. We don't embrace it. Fast sometimes, morning, eat, evening, eat. Leave suhoor, eat in the evening. And the rest of the time, the same lifestyle. We don't know about unlawful. We don't know about lawful. We don't know about haram. We don't know about halal. So for those people, Allah says that in the akhirah, Allah says that, did I not send to you the reminders? The people who came to remind you? SubhanAllah. Did they not come to you and remind you? So why did you not understand? Allah Ta'ala asks. SubhanAllah. Allah Ta'ala asks that now the time has passed. But the Quran says that when the Quran says the time has passed, that's a big statement. Remember this. Ramadan has passed. If we don't understand that Ramadan has passed now, after that there will be a serious regret and remorse. I remember in Hazrat Malik bin Dinar rahmatullah alayhi, great wali of Allah who passed in the history, pious elder. Maybe I've told you this event before about Hazrat Malik bin Dinar. He was walking through the marketplace of Basra and he felt to eat injeer, the fig. And he was a devotee and a fakir, a simple man, and he thought, today I will eat this. He was fasting and he felt like he wanted to eat the fig. So when he had that desire, there was a shop and he had some figs. And this is the great, great status of the friends of Allah. So he thought that he went and said to the shopkeeper that take if you maybe take my shoes and give me some figs. And imagine his shoes, they were broken and of no value, no laces probably, and probably not strong. And he said, give me some figs, fresh, and take my shoes, I don't have any money. And the shopkeeper, he looked at him from top to toe and looked at his shoes. And he said, you can carry on, just carry on, you can pass by. No, I don't take these sort of transactions here. You don't get anything here. You don't get these things here. What are you talking about? What are you speaking about? Go on. Off you go. He spoke like that. So he carried on. He continued. And then another man was standing there. He was away. He said, oh, you didn't recognize him. Who's that? He said, who's that? He said, this, oh, foolish man, stupid. This is the Wali of Allah. If he raises his hands, the rain will fall. He is a great friend of Allah, pious man. What have you done? You've shunned him. He said, what's his name? He said, Malik bin Dinar. He said, oh, Malik bin Dinar. He said, yes. See how Allah Ta'ala, he makes the beloved's name famous. He said, is that him? So he had already left. So he sent men to look for him. He said, you asked for 2-3 figs. Fill the baskets with the figs. He sent them after him. Go, give to him. And say, for the sake of Allah, please accept these figs. And give me your shoes. They're running after him. He had passed. He had gone. He said, Hazrat. He said, yes, what is it? They said, here, take this basket and give us your shoes. And he said, a beautiful statement. He said, when you didn't recognize the value of the shoes, the time has gone, your chance is gone. You didn't recognize the value of these shoes, that time is gone. And he left and he continued. So my brothers, we have not understood the value of Ramadan. Ramadan is past. Now we'll become those people on the Day of Judgment. We'll say, Allah, please send me back to the world. And the Quran has said that they will say, please Allah, send them back. Jaakum nadhirun. Allah will say, did I not send Ramadan to you as a reminder? Ramadan did not come to remind you in the lifetime, in your lifetime? Muttaqis, those who are conscious of Allah. The most important thing in Ramadan, what we are made to practice and rehearse. And what is that? The appreciation of time. Valuing time, recognizing what time is, doing actions at the right time, in the right place, at the right time, doing the right actions at the right time, in the right place. This is using time properly, appropriately. This is how Ramadan should pass. How a person's schedule becomes disciplined during fasting. Yes? How much discipline comes into the life of a person during Ramadan? Waking up time, sleeping time, eating time, breaking the fast time. Over beyond that it's not for eating, it's ibadat time. Worship time, schedule. Such discipline comes into the life of a person in these 30 days. That is dhuhr time, is salah time. Okay, let's do tasbih now. Yes, so much awareness. And if we don't want to waste our time, why? Because these are ayyami ma'dudat. Allah says that Ramadan, Allah Ta'ala has given a special hint here that your life is just but for a few days. So if life is just for a few days, then the days of Ramadan are temporary. Allah says that you try so much that, okay, only a few days, aren't they? Completing 30 days, but how many Qurans have to recite? Someone says, I recited 10 Quran, 15 Quran. Someone says, I recited this much and that much. I did these many actions. I recited these many prayers or nafil actions. We say this, don't we? We say this, and we don't say this in normal days, because that realization has developed that time is short and during this time. And in this month, the standard Allah Ta'ala has instilled is 70 times multiplication. If you pray fard today, then you'll get the reward of 70 fard, 70 compulsory prayers. If you pray nafal salah, you'll get the equal to a fard salah, so that you get practice and you rehearse this. What a beautiful solution. Allah says, don't leave nafal, don't leave the sunnahs. So normal days that we run and we pray the fard. No, this is not necessary. This is sunnah, ghair muakkada. It's not necessary. Oh, it's nafal. We don't need to pray this. But here Allah has developed the recognition in Ramadan. Allah has made this understanding come into our lives that life is just but for a few days. Ayyamin ma'dudat. Just like Ramadan is for a few days. For a few days of Ramadan, you've tried, made effort to get the full reward. So Allah says that your life is also just for a few days. Take this learning across the rest of your life and keep this awareness within you. When this awareness comes into the mindset, that person becomes the muttaqi. Subhanallah. And a person who doesn't have this recognition, realization that I should use my time wisely, and he thinks that his time is more valuable than Ramadan. And by a person who has discipline and he has developed that awareness, and that fikr is coming to his life and the worry is coming to his mind, that these are the times of fikr, these are the moments of worrying and having fikr and concern. And when that concern comes into a person, when he starts to think, when he starts to ponder, when he starts to analyze, that I shouldn't waste time, I need to earn something, attain something, I need to continue to do some ibadah or other. And this is the greatest recognition that Ramadan develops. Yes, that person doesn't want to leave nafal, voluntary actions. No, there's thawab here. He doesn't want to leave any sunnah. Great reward. How can I leave this? What we're doing now, all the actions we're doing with the knee of thawab, isn't it, in Ramadan? Reward if I pray nafal, I'll get the reward of fard. If 20 tarawis we're praying within this routine, Allah has given the 20 tarawis in the night. Normal days is just 4, 7. Salah, rakat, how much salah is there? So that awareness, that recognition to make that get developed in Ramadan, Allah is reminding us that life is very valuable. Utilize it correctly. Don't waste it. And when this awareness is developed in a person, he becomes a muttaqi. So this is a great learning. Ramadan is teaching us a very big, giving us a very big message. Discipline of life. Yes, the life of a mu'min, it should be full of discipline. Routine, according to tartib, methodology, system, sleeping time, time for eating, time for working. That's why in Ramadan Allah hasn't said it's all a day, 30 days, and close all of your occupation and pastime and careers and employment and sit at home. No, we've had expeditions during Ramadan, the expedition of Badr during Ramadan with fast. There was no holiday at that time. Yes, ongoing, continually carry on with your work, what you're doing, because this discipline has been given. The life of a mu'min, he can do everything in Ramadan. Not that he has to stop, for example, he's got responsibility, he has to work, he has to earn to bring food for home, and then he disturbs that routine of life due to Ramadan, and he says, no. For example, he doesn't leave Allah's ibadat, etc. for the sake of dunya. Same way in Ramadan, we wake up, there's thirst and hunger, everything's with us. But we go to work, we labor. We work hard, we toil, people drive taxis. You see that? It hasn't been written anywhere that leave your work, employment. Oh, I'm fasting, I'm not working now. There's no injunction. There's no hukam. We have to work, live in the dunya. Is there any woman who says, I'm not going to cook the food, I'm fasting? Or why should I make the curry? I'm fasting, I'm not going to work, do the housework, I'm fasting. There's no condition with the fasting that you have to stop all of life's efforts, because fasting is increasing the discipline, is teaching us discipline for life, is creating this fikr and this concern within us. About this, the Holy Prophet ﷺ stated, Subhanallah, he gave us this great teaching, that one moment of fikr, one moment of worry and concern, that I shouldn't waste my time. To ponder for one moment, to think for a moment, I shouldn't waste my time for a second. This fikr, this concern, this worry, though I don't want to waste my time, I should do this action at this time, I should do this good deed this time, I shouldn't waste this opportunity. That this has given us discipline. 15 juz you can pray, 10 juz you can pray, 5 sabaras you can pray, 3 paras you can pray. So in our whole life, if during Ramadan we can do this, can we not complete the Quran in our whole life? 20 tarawih if we can pray, then can we not pray Isha Salah in Jama'ah? Can we not go and pray in congregation? Just a few moments it will take. All night long we can stay awake and we can do other things. Then in normal days, if all night long we can pray Tahajjud and Ramadan, can we not pray Fajr Salah in the morning? Can we not pray Tahajjud Salah? If we can wake up for the pre-dawn meal, suhoor, if we don't eat, we'll be hungry, we should eat. Allah has given thawab as well, that a beautiful opportunity to do dua, suhoor time, pre-dawn meal time, when we are starting off the fast. So this barakah and that, so we can practice this, rehearse this. We wake up, and if we make it habitual now to pray tahajjud that time, what a great ibadah. How many people must pray tahajjud, tell me? How many people pray during the year? By Ramadan, 100% people. Ramadan has made them regular in Ramadan in tahajjud. They have to eat at that time. You have to eat and drink everything you're doing at tahajjud time. So 2 rakah nafil, pray at that time. On top of eating and drinking, you get the thawab. Allah has made us practice this in Ramadan, that you're waking up for fajr, for suhoor. Wake up 30 minutes before. During the rest of the year, you have to wake up for fajr. Okay, wake up 30 minutes before. If you can't do that, Allah has made it even easier. Okay, after Isha, before you sleep, pray tahajjud. Yes, and have niyyah for tahajjud. 2 rakah, 4 rakah, 6 rakah, however much Allah gives the tawfiq, you'll become a person who's praying tahajjud. Yes, so Ramadan is teaching us discipline. If these 30 days of Ramadan, we can do all of these actions, positivity in our lives, then why can't we live the rest of our life or year like this? Why not? Just continue. We've kept our stomach empty, thirsty. So because when a person's hungry, stomach's empty, he doesn't do wasteful activities. No time to sit at the shop, gossip. Oh, I'm retired, I'm going for a gossip. Go and stand in the shop, you're doing shopping and having a chit-chat, gossiping. Or when you start watching those boxes at home, we start watching the scenes. Just wasting time. Wasting and say, oh, you know, passing time. Passing time for a mu'min, there's no passing time, brothers. The Quran's telling us this. Allah Ta'ala will ask, at that time when I gave you life and opportunity, you wasted it. You wasted it. You had a long life. Allah says that I sent you reminders, people to remind you, things to remind you in your life. You wasted time, you ignored. Now the time has come, the hereafter. And now the adab, you will have to consume, taste forevermore, Allah says, forevermore. So adab for you, punishments are forever. Forget about before, that time's gone. Dunya is gone. So the Ramadan, the biggest, you could say, teaching and learning of Ramadan is that it's ingrained into us discipline. For example, we look ourselves today, alhamdulillah, 27 fast is passing, 2-3 fasts are left. Soon as fasting month ends, alhamdulillah, you will see in your life that you can analyze your life. The greatest lesson of Ramadan was to become muttaqi, to have disciplined life. There is that discipline and that routine continuing, or is it changed? You know, when a person's released from prison, from jail, we will come out of Ramadan like this, back into the world. The first day we'll see, the first day we'll need to analyze. Totally disciplined will be lost. Somebody will be doing this, sex, bone idle, wasting time. Somebody will have eaten too much. Routine of life will change. Beware, don't do this. Don't do this. Then we'll fail. We'll fail. Don't waste the discipline. Continue your life with the discipline. The same moments and times, continue them. Yes? Okay, maybe reduce the amount of effort. Let's maybe reduce the effort. That if you can't recite 5 Quran, at least half juz in the day. Make this discipline your life. 30 days you sat with me, morning and evening. And remain habitual in this, regular in this, consistent in this. Allah Ta'ala gave us Ramadan so we can make good habits. Ingrain good habits. After Asr you did dhikr. Most valuable time, the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam stated, in the evening, the dhikr of the evening. So many places in the Quran, various places the Quran has stated. Allah says, وَذْكُرُ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا وَصَبِّهُ بُكْرًا وَأَسِيلًا وَصَبِّهُ بُكْرًا وَأَسِيلًا. There's so many rewards for dhikr in the morning and the evening, but we'll have to continue to do this. Spend your time in the morning doing dhikr, and also in the evening spend time doing dhikr. These two times for us have become established that some part of our day, morning and evening, always in any, we will not at all miss the dhikr of Allah. Not that Ramadan's gone and we've done what we had. No, we have to earn for thereafter. Ramadan is past. Ramadan came to give us good habits. It will leave, depart, but it came to give us the great habits. The person, we need to establish this and continue this. In the same way, we'll wake up with tartib at fajr time, like you used to get up for suhoor. In the same way, wake up in the morning for salah. After salah, the action we did during Ramadan, we'll do the same action. And after Ramadan, you used to do tasbihat and remember Allah, and your habit that you made. That fast, that we waste time, isn't it? During after Ramadan, for example, we do more. In Ramadan, we read more Quran, we do more tasbih, we do more dhikr. There are many people sat here for this reason with me in dhikr at this time. Okay, it's Ramadan in the evening, let's do dhikr. We'll get thawab for this, won't we? So this habit has come into our life. It's not for just Ramadan, it's for the rest of life also, because this is where the benefit will come in the hereafter, about which Allah Ta'ala says that Ramadan came to remind you. So the fear could come into your heart. Don't be like those people who are stubborn, who are rejecters. And despite Ramadan coming, they did not improve their lives. Just like the Nabis came and Ramadan came. They didn't appreciate the Nabis, the people who lived in the olden times. They rejected their prophets and the punishment they got. We are those people who were rejecting Ramadan. We're shunning Ramadan. We don't value it. We don't appreciate it. We don't accept its messages and learnings. We continue after Ramadan in the same way. We think, oh, it's not necessary. Oh, it doesn't matter. Same haram, same immodesty, same waste of time actions, same opposing Allah's ahkams and orders. Mu'min is not like this. He cannot raise a footstep outside the boundary of Sharia. And we say, oh no, who are those practicing like this? It's the day and age we're living in, doesn't matter. Our children, they need to do this. Okay, fine, make your own laws up, system. We say, La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. We recite the kalama, the Allah, that we will follow you and obey your orders and will obey the orders of your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We read the Quran, we make our laws. Oh no, it's kids. They're kids, aren't they? They have to do this. Oh look, we're in the modern age. We have to do this. Oh, we can't live like this. We're in this way of the deen. That no, whatever is the guidance of the deen, the Quran and the sunnah, that is what we must follow. So that's what Ramadan came to teach us. Put discipline in your life. Wake up in the morning, pray salah, recite the Quran. If you don't want to do that, you can't do five juz, then reduce it. Your actions in afternoon Ramadan, continue that. And we'll live our life like this ongoing. And this day we will consider each day as if it's a day of Ramadan. And we used to think it's bad to waste time in Ramadan. So we'll consider the days after Ramadan in the same way, so we don't waste any time. We won't waste time in wasteful discussions, looking at wasteful things. Just like Ramadan, we didn't like to waste time doing futile actions. Same way, ongoing, we should have this practice and this approach. Less time in gossiping on the phones, less friends, women folk, big groups, gossiping, sitting down, backbiting, talking about their husbands and household members, they're having meetings and gatherings, and this is something, that's something. No need, nonsense. Ramadan, you had no gathering. Ramadan, did you have meetings like this and women coming together and chit-chat, gossip? Yes, all nonsense and rubbish. Yes, make your life proper, just like you live your life during Ramadan, make discipline, keep this consistent, and you'll see the days after the difference will come, but the difference shouldn't come after Ramadan. Alhamdulillah, those people in Ramadan, the next day you see if they have made no difference after Ramadan, they're running after Salah, reading Quran, laziness comes. Beware, don't leave recitation of the Quran on the day of Eid. Beware, nobody should on the day of Eid leave his actions that he became accustomed to doing Ramadan, otherwise will fail. Will fail. That person failed then. Totally, you should live pass the day of Eid just like you used to pass the days of Ramadan. Same time for tilawat, recitation, dhikr. Inshallah, with the fadl of Allah, with Allah's generosity, with Allah's tawfiq, we'll do dhikr in the evening. We'll do dhikr in the morning. Yes, our side will continue to inform. Yes, this habit, you will learn so much. And you think as if Ramadan is continuing. If this habit is ongoing, then subhanAllah, Quran announces, لَعَلَكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. Go, you've become a muttaqi. Whoever has made this habit and continues it, that discipline after Ramadan, then consider, alhamdulillah, that person has attained reformation and improvement. He's got taqwa. وَآخِرُ دَوَانَا أَنِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين جميع المرسلين تهويسين آمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد النبي الأمي وأزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وذرياته وأهل بيته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وسلم تسليما دائما ابدا كثيرا 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 اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وذنوبنا وغزلنا وجدنا وخطانا وامدنا كل زاهدين اللهم انك تحب العفو اللهم انك تحب العفو اللهم إنك عفوٌ تحب العفوٌ يا كريم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين يا غيو يا غيو برحمتك نستغيث يا غيو يا غيو برحمتك نستغيث ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا لا تهديها اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وأمتنا على الإيمان وأشهدنا يوم القيامة مع الإيمان. اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. اللهم استعبرنا بسنته ونفعنا بمحبته واشهدنا بزمرته يا كريم. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك يا قاضي الحاجات اقض حاجاتنا يا دافع البلايات ادفع بلاياتنا يا شافي الأمراض اشفع مرضنا يا شافي الأمراض اشفع مرضنا يا شافي الأمراض اشفع مرضنا. یا اللہ یا رحمان یا رحیم اپنے فضل کرم سے ہماری ساری دعاؤں کو قبول فرما. یا میرے مولا جو بھی دعائیں ہم نے مانگے ہیں اپنے فضل سے اپنے کرم سے حبیب کے صدقے سے دعاؤں کو قبول فرما. یا اللہ ہمارے بیماروں کو شفا نصیب فرما, ہمارے بیمار ہیں کو شفا نصیب فرما. یا اللہ ذہنی بیمار ہیں, جسمی بیمار ہیں, قلبی بیمار ہیں, میرے مولا سب کو شفا کا عملہ آج نصیب فرما. اے میرے مولا تو اپنے فضل کرم سے یہ رمضان ہماری بہترین رمضان بنا. یا اللہ جو بھی صفات و کمالات میں رمضان میں رکھے میرے مولا اپنے فضل و کرم سے ہمیں عطا فرما. یا اللہ تو اپنے حبیب کے صدقے سے ہمارا آخر بہتر فرما. یا اللہ اس دنیا سے ہم جا رہے ہیں تو ہماری زبان پہ کلمہ ہے طیبہ کو جاری فرما. لا الہ الا انت سبحانک انی کنت من الظالمین. یا اللہ ہم پہ فضل فرما, کرم فرما, رحم فرما. یا اللہ اپنی رحمت کے دروازے کھول دے, اپنی برکتوں کے دروازے کھول دے. یا اللہ ہمارے ماں باپ کی بخشش فرما. یا اللہ ہمارے ماں باپ کی بخشش فرما. یا اللہ ہمارے سارے رشتہ داروں کی بخشش فرما, جاننے والوں کی بخشش فرما, جن کے لیے کوئی دعا مانگنے والے نہیں میرے مولا قبر میں انتظار کر رہے ہیں میرا مولا, یا اللہ ان کی بخشش فرما, ہماری دعا میں ان کو شامل فرما میرے مولا, محرومین کو ہماری دعا میں شامل فرما. یا اللہ تو اپنے فضل و کرم سے اپنے حبیب کے صدقے سے ہماری ساری دعاؤں کو قبول فرما. صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علی خیر خلقہ محمد و علیہ وصحبہ اجمعین برحمتک یا ارحم الراحمین. سبحان ربک رب العزت عما یصفون, السلام علی المرسلین, والحمد للہ رب العالمین. آمین.